Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Our scripture for today is Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" In Daniel chapter 4, verse 37, we hear, "And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." The book of Daniel also tells us the story of King Nebuchadnezzar II, an extremely powerful king of the Neo-Babylonian Empire, known for conquering Judah, destroying Jerusalem, and exiling many Israelites to Babylon. He was a powerful and ambitious ruler who built a great empire. He became proud and boastful, causing God to send a judgment upon him, causing him to lose his sanity and be driven away from people. For 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar lived alone in the wilderness, eating grass like the cattle and enduring a state of madness. His story serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of pride and the importance of acknowledging God's sovereignty. My grandmother used to warn us kids of getting too big for our britches, or maybe too big for our boots, or even getting a swelled head too big for our hats. All these idioms and sayings from my grandmother warned us that being swollen with pride and filled with arrogance would lead to no good end. Both Daniel the prophet and my wonderful Christian grandmother were saying the same thing about pride. Proverbs 16, verse 18 and 19 sums up their warnings perfectly. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. We can all think of people who are swollen with pride and filled with arrogance. Let's pray that we are not one of those swollen this way, and that those who are swollen with pride will have a change of heart before it is too late. And you, God, humble them as you please by the powers of heaven. Please pray with me, friends. Dear God, keep me humble. Keep my ego in check. And help me to love you, God, and to love my neighbors, all of them, on the whole earth. Forgive me when I judge others and lead me in the way I should go. We pray for those who are proud and boastful and who need your love in their hearts. Help them, Lord, and forgive us for our feelings of resentment and judgment. Help us to leave the judgment up to you and to pray for our enemies and those we find hard to love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world.
This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.